Okay, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I am in my hotel room, out of the country, without my kids, and I don't feel an ounce of guilt. So we're gonna keep this brief. Keep listening though. Let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Okay, you guys, I didn't mean to gloat. I mean, maybe just a little. But I am having an amazing, amazing time. I came to Jamaica a couple days ago at the time of this recording and originally planned on recording before I left home, right? But plans changed and I didn't want to miss my deadline to my editor. So here we are. The point is still the same. Moms need a break from their kids. And you could say parents need a break from their kids, but I'm a mom. So that's who I'm talking to. And here's why. Because you mom so hard. There are so many decisions that we make as moms, and most of them have nothing to do with us, right? It's about what are they going to eat? What are they going to wear? What are they going to do at school? What activities are they going to be involved in? Your calendar is full of events that you have to take someone else to, and let's face it, it's not always fun. God bless these birthday parties, but I can probably think of 100 other things I could be doing, but it's all good because that's what I signed up for, right? Even those 10 minutes to pleasure read are cool, but what if you had 4 hours or a whole day or a week? That would be heavenly, right? So, of course, I was doing some perusing on the internet, and just from my own experience too, here are some benefits of a mini or full vacation. You get to refresh and reconnect with yourself. Figure out who you are again outside of those kids or your spouse, or just reconnect with who you are. Like, that's super important because as moms, we forget. We get all tied up and all entangled into mom life, especially once your kids start getting involved in sports and dance and cheer and all the other things. You get all that stuff weaves into your life and you get kind of pegged in that hole, right? And so it's really important as moms that we take a step back and we figure out who we are again before them. And of course, as we evolve, we're not going to be who we used to be, but it's super important that we tap into our interests and our likes. And it's really hard to do that when you are shuttling from practice to practice or from practice to game or from work to practice and things like that. So refresh and reconnect with yourself. You need time, at least one day out of your life, where everything revolves around you. And that's why I love the idea of taking a vacation without your kids. Because let's just be honest, it's not a vacation if you take them with you. It's a trip, right? It's a very nice, probably expensive trip, but you still got to figure out what they're going to eat. You have to worry about their safety. You have to worry about what they're going to do, activities, this, that, the other thing. Make sure it's maybe kind of educational and somewhat fulfilling to them, as opposed to you going by yourself. You could just read your book like I did for half the day or go on an excursion or whatever it is you want to do. You can eat one time. You can eat 6 times. It won't matter because you are the only person that you have to worry about. The third one might be my favorite, but it is uninterrupted sleep, period. That's all. Also, it teaches your kids that it's okay to be away from you. It is okay. My children are just fine. They are in the able and capable hands of their grandparents. They know what's up. They know the routine. My kids are old enough. They're fairly self-sufficient. They just can't be left at home by themselves. So that's why they need supervision. Also, self-care. It's so necessary. It's so necessary to help you kind of pour in and recharge, like I said earlier, because you don't really have that opportunity to do that when you're running from pillar to post and you're going from work to business to practice to game to this to that. So take a mini vacay. Also, it gives your kids something to look forward to. And through you, they are able to learn more about the world, learn more about parts of the country, learn more about parts of their city, depending on how far you go. It gives them something to look forward to, and it gives them something to kind of strive for, right? As you're telling them about your trip, they can imagine it in their head, and maybe you'll take them with you next time, or maybe not. So for the sake of this conversation, I am talking about multi-day travel, but this obviously does take some planning, right? And some logistics, especially during the school year. Could be a one-day trip, though. I'll talk to you about that after the break. So like I said, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to talk about multi-day travel, but I will touch a bit on a one-day trip because multi-day travel takes some planning, it takes some logistics, especially during the school year. So for, let's say you are able to take a one-day trip. And when I say one day, we may be talking overnight. That does take planning, but we could be talking about a literal day trip where you drop the kids off, you use your PTO, prepare the others, and you relax, you recharge, and you come back to pick them up. When you're home, and this is why I like kind of a day trip, right? A real life day trip. Because when you're at home and you take the day off, you're home. Laundry is still there. Dinner is still there to cook. There's all these things in your house that you could be doing that are not necessarily relaxing or recharging. So being able to get away, like literally go away for a little bit, even if it's for 4 or 5 hours, would make all the difference for your maximum relaxation value, right? So one of the things that I've found is that some hotels will allow you to use their rooms for the day. And we're not talking like sketchy hourly hotels. We're talking about actual hotels that are reputable. If you Google like day use hotel or hotels by day, things like that, you'll find them. And they are actually name brand hotels. And for some reason, they are able to rent you a room for a fraction of the price from, let's say, 7 to 3 or 8 to 4 or 9 to 2, something like that. And that maybe just enough time that you need to recharge for the day or for the week, no matter how often you actually do it. That's something to give thought to if a multi-day vacation, a week long, a few days over a weekend, is just not feasible for you, right? So a multi-day vacation requires planning. If you have a spouse that is willing to, which they should be, willing to, and able to take on the responsibility of parenting solo for a few days, then take advantage of that. And don't be afraid to ask and really kind of hash out the details of it. If you don't, then you may need to find a sitter that you really trust that can handle overnights. Like I said, my children are 7. If grandparents were not in town, they could get by with a sitter that they absolutely trust and that they absolutely enjoy, that could cook dinner or heat up dinner and put them to bed and get them up and get them dressed. I mean, it's happened. It's a true story. It's happened before. And if you don't have that, no worries. Use the day trip option until you can multi-trip. Another option is to take them somewhere. And this is not the optimal option, obviously, is to take them somewhere and then take advantage of, let's say, like a kids club. I know some cruise ships have it, some all-inclusive resorts have it, where you can drop off your kids for an extended period of time and they will take care of them. And it's included with your costs. So yes, that will get pricey, could get pricey, but it is an option to give you an opportunity to veg out by the beach or by the pool or whatever you want to do. So that's what I've got. I really want to make sure that as parents, as moms specifically, we take that time and really lean into the recharge, because it makes us less resentful. It makes us less angry. It makes us more able to do the really important work of parenting and of taking care of ourselves if we are recharged and we're ready to face the next challenge of parenting. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you've ever done a day trip or a solo trip, or if you haven't thought about it but want to talk more about it, hit me up on social. All right. I told you guys I keep this brief because I'm going back to enjoying my vacation. Talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.